Hey friends, welcome to Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and welcome to episode 19, The Sexiness of Tattoos. This is a topic that is very near and dear to my heart, as I have many myself. I have a huge fondness for tattoos on other people. But before we get into all of that, let's get into the sex worker shout out of the day, Aaliyah Paris. Contributor, writer, and runner of the account Stop Speaking For Us. I've been a massive fan of that account since I discovered it a couple months ago. Aaliyah seems to be a huge advocate and lover of sex work and sex workers, a fierce defender of all of us, and I urge you to go check out her stuff. I will include her links in the show notes. She has lots of different personal and other accounts that she highlights that you can donate to as well. Aaliyah, thank you for your sacred work. I'm a massive fan, and I can't wait to bring more fans to you if I can. So thank you, Aaliyah. Moving into today's episode, the sexiness of tattoos. Something that struck me in diving into this topic was the fact that Disney changed their policy on cast members having tattoos. They are including small tattoos and tattoos that you can cover up with makeup, I believe. Honestly, I didn't anticipate to see that in my lifetime. That is an area in which I never expected to see Disney change their policy on, and I find it really interesting. I think that speaks to a collective consciousness around the fact that we are developing less and less of a stigma around tattoos and what they mean. I have had a personal fondness around them, and I can't wait to get into them today. So this is probably a good spot to take a break, and then when I come back, I'm gonna get into the sexiness of tattoos, and I think that's a good spot to take a break. Thank you very much for joining me on Sex Cult Radio. I will be right back. Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 19, The Sexiness of Tattoos. Before we get into today's topic, a little bit of housekeeping and a super happy, low-pressure ask. For those of you who have had a really, really tough year, please do not stress. Thank you for the gift and privilege and power of your attention today. It is one that I honor and value and have a fuck ton of gratitude for. However, if you are one of those folks who had a good financial year for whatever industry that you are in, and you'd like to contribute to a sex worker-led project or organization, you can see many, as we've listed on the sex worker shoutouts, as a lot of those sex workers do work and organize within their own communities. Or you can donate to us at the Abyssian Union, a registered religious 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. One way we do that is by elevating and celebrating the amazing, brilliant, beautiful, badass work of sex work and sex workers from around the world. Myself included, I am a sex worker in various mediums. I am a full-service sex worker, a porn star, activist. I do many things. So if you dig the work that we are doing here at the Abyssian Union, or if you just think I'm hot and would like to give us money, thank you. I work very hard at it. You can do so and make your tax-deductible donation at abyssian.org, abyssian.org. So in honor of today's topic, I am going to add to my ever-growing list of things less expensive than one-night strip club house fee. And my experience in New York City, that's anywhere from $60 to $260. It's the fee that you have to pay to work there every night. So I've been making a list of that my baby girl Snowball has been holding on to. And I've got four or five things on here so far, and I'm going to add to the list today and put a red umbrella tattoo or a small tattoo honoring a sex worker superhero. So what we have on the list so far of an ever-growing list of things less expensive than one-night strip club house fee, which is anywhere from $60 to $260. I'm keeping all of these things in the realm of sex worker and sex worker-esque things. So far we have a copy of Historical Sex Work, New Contributions from History and Archaeology by Kristen R. Fellows, Angela J. Smith, and Anna M. Munns, one of my new favorite books of all time. We also have a one-month subscription on Trist.link, my favorite, favorite revolutionary platform in the adult industry. Their basic memberships run from $39 to their premium, which is $94. Did I write that correctly? Yes, 94 here in the States. We have an intro pair of pleaser high heels or stripper heels, which are about $60 to $75. Fine dinner in Northampton and a trip to a kick-ass sex shop where you can find agreeable agony toys, some really fantastic vegan sex toys. Oh My Sensuality Shop is the name out there. You can make a lap dance contribution to a sex worker or sex worker-led organization such as Venus Cuffs, which I mentioned in the wrestling and pornography episode, which you can check out. And finally, we have a red umbrella tattoo in honor of a sex worker superhero. So, tattoos. I have a massive fondness for them. For any of those of you at home who are familiar with my my photos or my content, I really, really love tattoos as a form of artistic expression, and I love them on other people. I have a massive tattoo fetish. I love tattoo porn. I love, 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 love tattoos. So I figured I'd share some of my personal experience around them. Such as, one, I think one of the reasons why we dig tattoos so much is the element of artistic expression. I really love seeing the images and words that appeal to people, even if they're silly or messy or weird. I really love seeing how people utilize them as forms of artistic expression. Also, shout out to two of my favorite tattoo artists in the world, Weedbutt666, Prudence, and Kayla Newell. I can't remember how many R's there are in her Instagram handle, but I will include both of their links below so you can check them out. I just saw a notice from Prudence that she was opening up her books, so I urge y'all to go check out her stuff. I recently messaged her asking if she would design a winged monkey for me. She also makes really kick-ass rats. For those of you who are into rats, even if you're not, you probably will be after seeing her stuff. And Kayla is the artist and designer of my snake, for any of you who have seen some of the UV work that she does. Both of these artists are fucking amazing and wonderful human beings. I urge you to go rush to them if you are in the Pacific Northwest, as they are incredible artists. Also, thank you, Prudence, for being cool. And a note that I should make for everyone who has not had a tattoo: do not be the scuzzy peepee person who DMs them saying, "Oh, I would really love for you to design a cat on a ball and this thing." Please don't do that. Even though I did that to Prudence, but I do have a relationship with tattoo artists. Up to you if you feel comfortable, if you have relationships with these people, or if they have on their website DMs open, obviously feel free to DM them. But do not be the scuzzy peepee person that I was saying, "Would you please design me this thing?" Be a good person and book them, put a deposit, just like sex workers. Also, shout out to all tattoo artists. I'm sure this has been a really, really tough year for y'all as well as us sex workers. So I wish you all the best, because I imagine it's been a really, really tough year. Another thing that I wanted to talk about today is something that I hear pretty frequently is, I don't know if I want a tattoo, because I don't know if I would, I can't think of something that I would really love to have for that long. And I think that there's something here that's why I really love seeing tattoos on other people, because when I see someone with a tattoo, even if it's like a shitty design or something that they change later on, I think that tattoos are a way in which we play with time. And I know that sounds a little unclear now, but hang on, bear with me. That when I see someone with tattoos, I see someone who knows that that we don't have all the time in the world. There's something to tattoos, to the sense of, you know, you may change your mind and hate that design in 5 or 10 years, or you may grow to love it and find new ways and pieces that work around it. So there's this kind of superposition I see within tattoos in which there's probably a strong likelihood that you may not like that design in 10 or 20 or 30 years. However, you may absolutely find something that does speak with you and does last for a very, very long time. I think tattoos play with our concept and our perception of time in very interesting ways that I find really sexy and attractive. And I love watching how tattoo artists and people alike work and collaborate in this realm and space-time with their art in ways that I find really cool. Kayla in particular does really, really cool stuff with adding to pieces that already exist in adding with neon parts to some black work pieces that people have. I really, really love how she works with time and tattoos. I think it's another dimension of tattoos that we're gonna start to see more and more, and I think is really badass and amazing and entrancing and sexy. Tattoo porn, I fucking love tattoo porn. I can't get enough of it. I wish there was more good stuff out there. And it's an area and medium in which I'm really excited to start working myself, though I don't think I'll be able to get to until later on this year. But tattoo porn is one of my favorite areas of porn, and also kink. Tattoos aren't that far off from needle play. I joke around that tattoos are pretty much permanent needle play. So working with someone in the realm of a physical challenge, I think there's a beautiful intimacy to working with a designer or an artist or a person, in the sense that you have to keep in mind your physical care and how long your sittings are going to be, how difficult the shading might be or not. There's a care and a tenderness and an intimacy to working with someone in these ways. So that's all I got for y'all today. Thank you for joining me on today's episode, The Sexiness of Tattoos. I cannot wait to come back with another episode, though I don't know what that's going to be about quite yet. But thank you for joining me today. Thank you for the gift and power and privilege of your attention and focus. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.